And welcome back, everyone. AskTheContractors.com, your source for local home improvement pros. This is where we cut through it all and nail things down. I'm your host, Todd Bird. Thanks for staying with us, everyone. Question of the week. I love this. I love the questions that everyone sends me. I get so many of them, and I have to decipher which one am I going to use. And I picked this one this week from Julie in Sacramento. We have a 1927 home. It had original hardwood, which was placed over 1x6 planks. We have since removed the original hardwood. We did repairs to the 1x6 planks, and now we are putting 5/8 CDX plywood subfloor over the 1x6 planks. That makes sense. Over the plywood will go new engineered hardwood. And the putting that plywood down is great because it's going to give you a nice clean surface for that engineered wood. I'm certain our subfloor will be solid enough. So there's actually two questions here. Do we need to be concerned with our plywood going the opposite direction of the planks? And the second question, does it even matter we have floor joists, planks, then plywood? Well, let's take the first one. What direction that plywood goes, if it's going crossways with the planks, that's actually good. Gives you a little more sheer value in a home that was built in 1927 and probably does not have the shear that a new house would have. So that's probably a really, really good thing. And it's giving you, like I said, a nice clean surface. So the direction of that plywood, I don't think it's going to matter. And does it even matter since the floor joists, planks, then plywood? No, I think you're okay. You want to get down to as much of the original floor as possible, which it seems as though you've done. Because now you're going to go back. Remember, you're going to have to cut all your doors. Your doors are going to be dragging if they don't. They're going to hit that hardwood, that new hardwood. So you're going to have to adjust your doors. Other than that, you should be good to go. And I think you're going to be fine on that. And Julie, here's another thing you want to be cautious of with the plywood. Make sure that when those seams come together with the plywood, that you use a product like Fixall, some type of wood filler. So that wood is going to, it's going to eventually expand and contract. You want to make sure that those seams where the plywood comes together are properly caulked, filled, so they don't emerge in the product itself that you're putting on top. Now, the engineered wood is probably pretty thick and you're not going to have that problem, but it is good to seal those seams coming together, especially if you're using, for some of you out there that might be up against the same type of project, you might be thinking of putting linoleum down on top of that plywood. That's when those seams are going to be exposed and you want to make sure you can keep from that. Also, Julie, go to your sub area. Make sure that there's insulation underneath your sub area. This is a subfloor. I'm taking it because you're using wood planks, you know, in between your joisting underneath your subfloor. It's a good time to think about putting insulation in there. It's going to keep your floors warmer. It's going to keep your home warmer and protect those floors a little bit better from expanding and contracting. Okay. I hope that answers your question, Julie. Again, it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. You might want to ask the installer, are you gluing this floor down? Is it a floating floor? I've been finding out that the engineered hardwood, it's better if you glue it down. So I think it makes it just a more of a solid job. So again, Julie, I hope that helps. Do you have a question for the contractors? Ask me your home renovation and home remodeling question from the link on our homepage at AskTheContractors.com. We answer your questions right here on the air. So give us those questions. I love answering them. And if you include your phone number, I'll even call you and put you on the air so you can explain that question yourself.